This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, that's WCB style, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it into a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges, and ship right to your door. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Fishing like a local isn't just about catching fish. It's about connecting with the environment and the people who call it home. It's about hearing the stories and traditions that have been passed down for generations and sharing unforgettable moments with the people you meet along the way. Fishing like a local is having an experience that stays with you forever. And with Fishing Booker, you can experience it too, no matter where you are. Discover your next adventure on Fishing Booker.
What's going on, everybody? It's Physical Friday. I just received a couple of questions this week that were almost identical, and both of them were kind of, one of them was, how do you eat healthy on the boat? Another was, how do you eat healthy when you are traveling? And I thought we would just go over that. We've kind of talked about it a couple times before, but I do travel a good bit, both by airplane and if I can, I prefer to drive. One of the reasons why I prefer to drive is because I can take a cooler, I can take more stuff with me, I can take my blender and make my shake in the morning. I can stay much, much closer to my regular daily routine if I drive. And I like that. I like that better. So that's what I try to do. I try to get as close to what I'm doing at home as possible. And it's much easier to do if I can take whatever I want to in my truck rather than taking one backpack on the airplane. But let's just say you're going to go somewhere and you're going to be responsible for your own lunch, whether that's a fishing trip or a hunting trip or a business trip or whatever kind of trip you're going to do. One of the things that I've done recently that has been really good, I've been watching what I've been eating very, very closely, and I've been using the Carbon app. Lane Norton was on this podcast. He goes by Bio Lane on Instagram, and he has a phenomenal app called the Carbon app, and it makes it very, very easy and simple to track your macros, and the macros are your fat, carbohydrates, and protein, and your number of calories that you're eating in a day. It makes it very easy to do that by being able to scan barcodes, by being able to enter in anything that you want. And for me personally, if I'm keeping track of those things, I am doing much, 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 much better on my diet. I'm keeping my diet much cleaner, and the result is I've lost 12 pounds without even trying very hard. I've just been logging my stuff and sticking to the macros that the app suggests. And it's very similar to a plan that I did for, I don't know, maybe 8 or 10 years, which was called The Zone. And The Zone is 40-30-30. 40% of your calories come from carbohydrates, 30 from fat, 30 from protein. It's a very balanced diet. It is not extreme by any stretch of the imagination. It's just very, very, very balanced in what you're eating. You can basically eat anything you want to, but you have to keep your macros in check, right? So my problem is that I eat a lot of the right stuff, but I eat too much of it. So unless I'm weighing and measuring my food and keeping track of it somewhere, I don't do very well. But the point of this is that if you have your macros that you're trying to hit, great. If you're just trying to stay away from restaurant food and junk food and snacks and things like that, my experience is that the closer you can get to replicating what you do at home, the better. And one way to do that is to prep your meals before you go. So it's one thing if you're going on a 2 or 3 day trip, you can easily prepare your meals and know exactly what you're going to eat for the next 3 days. But once you get past that, it's really, you know, maybe 5 days you can pack that much food if you're driving, but you know, somewhere along the line, you're going to need to start buying some food. So a couple days, meal prep is awesome. There are meal prep services that you can use. They're fantastic. A lot of people really like those and they work for people. But then there's also getting to the location, like where I go, Hawks K. I'm going to fish there all week. I'm going to need to have a lunch every day. I don't mind eating the same thing every day. In fact, as long as it's meeting my macros, I'm fine with me eating the same thing every day. So I know that I'm going to need, you know, about 4 or 5 ounces of chicken or beef or protein, some sort of protein for my lunch. I'm going to pair that with some sort of carbohydrate and some sort of fat. And so one of the things that we're going to talk about today is my recipe for chicken salad on the road. I think it's very easy to make. And if I think it's easy to make, you're going to think it's easy to make. It's pretty healthy. And it, when I call it pretty healthy, I mean, I can make it fit whatever macronutrient combination I'm trying to hit. Okay. So if you're just trying to stay away from eating a bunch of snacks and stuff like that, preparing your meals and taking only that is a great way to do it. If you're trying to stay, you know, I need 35 grams of protein and I need 40 grams of carbs and I need 12 grams of fat. You can create this recipe to where it can fit that or any other recipe that you want to, or any other macronutrient combination that you need to do. So what I do is I go to Publix or Whole Foods or any sort of grocery store like that, that has rotisserie chicken. I'll get 1 or 2 rotisserie chickens. Hopefully they're going to be hot. And I will have some mayonnaise. I prefer to use the avocado mayonnaise. And with the avocado mayonnaise made by Paleo Kitchen, I think it's Mark's Daily Apple, Mark Sisson. It's his product. And it's mayonnaise made out of avocado oil. It is healthier and better. And then I'll also put some nuts in there, maybe some grapes in there, some celery. And what I'll do is I'll just take these rotisserie chickens and I'll just, while they're hot is the best way to do it because the meat just pulls right off the bone. If you let them cool down in the kitchen, or in the refrigerator, it's harder to do this. So I like to do them right away, take them home, pull all the meat off the bone, pull the skin off, and then chop this up into whatever consistency you want. If you like your chicken salad real thick, make it thick. If you like it, you know, chop it up real fine. That's personal preference, but I'll chop all that up and, it's good to weigh it. So you know how much, if you're really trying to hit your macros, then you're going to put in a little bit of mayonnaise. You're going to put in some celery, some walnuts or some, pecans are good. Sometimes some grapes are good sometimes. And there you go. That is your chicken salad for the week. Put that in a Ziploc bag and you can weigh that out. And so if you need 6 ounces of chicken, weigh out 6 ounces of chicken salad and it's going to come with the fat in the mayonnaise and the nuts. And it's also going to have a little bit of carbohydrate in it with the grapes. But then if you're trying to reduce carbohydrates, you can go with low carb wraps, or you can, if you're not worried about that, you can go with the type of bread you like, or a regular tortilla wrap, or a lettuce wrap, or you can just have the salad and just eat it with a fork. But that has been an outstanding way for me to have something every day that I don't have to worry about. it's much healthier than the chicken salad that I will buy at the store, because the store bought will have so much mayonnaise in it. And the mayonnaise increases the fat content. And if you're trying to hit your macros, you're going to go over on your fat. So making your own chicken salad is one way, one thing that you can do. You can also look for other recipes like this that are really, really easy. We've talked about other things that you can do on the boat where you can just buy pre-cooked hard-boiled eggs. If you like eggs, that's a great source. You have that and some fruit and some nuts. There you go. You've got everything you need for the day. Now, I might get tired of that, but I can eat a chicken salad sandwich every day, or I can eat something like that for 5 days. So that's my recipe for chicken salad. I hope that that is something that you like and you're going to use that on the boat. I'd love to hear any other recipes that you have. You guys are so good about texting and telling me different things about the podcast, whether you liked the episode or didn't like the episode, or you have suggestions for guests or suggestions for other shows. I love hearing all that stuff. And the place that you do that is the text line, area code 305-930-7346. That's the text code or text number. You can get me there at any time for suggestions or questions or whatever. That's how you do it. So that is Physical Friday for today. How to eat healthy on the road or on the boat starts with meal prep. And if you can't get that meal prep done, you can make it on the road. All right. We'll see you next week. See ya.
A life that has the stories to back it. A life to be proud of. It's a Winchester life.
Yeah, baby. 6'8 Western. Ooh, mule deer, baby. Right there.
Tune in every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on Waypoint TV.
I'm Will Cooper, and you're listening to HuntStand's Make Your Mark podcast on the Waypoint Podcast Network. Stick around as I bring you more stories and interviews from veteran hunters and industry professionals who inspire us all to be better equipped in the woods and in life.